Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance HR and Business Solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al!
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
Well, he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Marshall Tucker, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of new stuff there that will help you with your small business. And if you don't find what you need on the homepage, just search around there in the on the different tabs, and you can find something that you can read or listen to or watch on our website there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Cecily Summers, our newest member of the Brain Trust. She's the author of an outstanding book called Think Like a Futurist. What changes, what doesn't, and what's next. Cecily, tell the audience how to find your book and you, please.
Well, you can reach everything you ever wanted to know about me, I hope, at cecilysummers.com, C-E-C-I-L-Y-S-O-M-M-E-R-S. And then certainly Think Like a Futurist is sold on Amazon and, as they say, wherever books are sold.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to find it elsewhere, yep.
Check that out. One of the things that you point out in the book is there are four basic areas, I should say, that futurists really rely on to as sort of vessels where they can go and ground themselves and sort of get started on and looking in the future. And you identify them as resources, technology, demographics, and governance. All four of those things, as you well know, Cecily, are perfectly suited
for becoming, for a small business owner, becoming thinking more like a futurist, aren't they?
Well, they are. They affect everybody. These are constant universal forces that are shaping our world. So when you are looking for, you know, what's emerging or what are some of the things that we need to take into consideration when we're looking at the economy or when we're looking at the future of healthcare or retail or whatever industry you're in, when you see what's shifting in resources, energy, food, mm-hmm. water, climate change, when you see what's happening in technology, what are the new tools that people are using, demographics and the distribution of age, gender,
right.
culture, all that stuff.
Immigration,
really
all those things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of those things. So, yes, it applies to everyone equally. And they never change.
Those four, things may change completely upside down within them, but those four stay constant, right?
Exactly right. Those are the four forces that produce new conditions. So when we want to see how conditions are changing, mm-hmm. we want to go right to the roots of it. And the roots of it are found in those four forces: resources, technology, demographics, and governance, which is the rule of law.
Right. Right.
And the rule of markets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And folks, so if you wanted to say, okay, you know, as we prepare for next year's budget, I'm getting my team together, maybe even with bringing in a consultant, a moderator, or some, you know, other experts to come in and join your team to plan for the future. This would be four good places, things to write up on the board, and put four sheets of paper up on the wall with these words on top of each one: resources, technology, demographics, governance, and go around the room and ask everybody in the room, okay, what do you see different about the future? What do you see that's not going to change? What do you think about that, Cicely, that kind of an exercise?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, often it's a good place to track things. I use it as a scanning tool, you know, when I'm looking at what's changing, what do we really need to pay attention for? And then when you're catching things that kind of like, oh, that's really interesting. How is shale gas development going to, you know, affect
right.
the price of everything that we do? It gives you an opportunity. It gives you something for your imagination to take off from. So you can start to say, what are the implications for our business? You
right.
can go from that point forward and then think more broadly, such that now you are imagining scenarios. Oh,
well, like,
the world might look like X, Y, or Z. How would we respond?
Well, especially in two areas: budgeting for your costs, but also how are these things going to affect my customers? Will it be harder?
Well,
will it be
model,
harder?
Right?
Say again.
Business model. I would say
yep.
business model is a really, really big one.
Yep.
And that's where small businesses, every business needs to be most flexible and most attuned, because you don't want to get too, as we all know, you know, models are what are expiring, and they're expiring quickly in almost every industry.
And faster, and the model generations are becoming expiring at a quicker rate, aren't they?
They really are. So what do you have to hold on to as a small business owner? What you have to hold on to really is, what is your point of view? What is it in the business that you're in? What is the point of view that you have? Because if you begin with the assumption that you've got a lot of competition, and I'm sure everyone does, that much of your competition can offer what you do maybe better, more conveniently,
right.
or cheaper, that the only thing you have to compete on is the fact that you've got a really clear point of view that people can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a constant over time. And then if you're paying attention to how conditions are changing, you can say, oh, well, the way I'm going to deliver or package it is going to be slightly different going
right.
into the future. But what I'm digging from is really that we've got something very clear to bring into that future.
Well said. CicelySummers.com is the website, folks. Think Like a Futurist is the book.
I would love to, Jim. Thank you.
Enjoyed having you here. Cicely Summers, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival to take us out.
Yeah. morning, Frank.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.